Dan was your average man, worked hard and did contend, known for an impression or two. He lived for and loved Diane, who claimed to be born again and reaching her terrible twos. She truly loved Dan, but he could not command a name or a wage she saw fit. So young Diane, she married a man who had twice what Dan could not give. Dan didn't take it well, he cursed her to hell, swore he'd have the last say. He'd take his love back and bury all tracks if it took till the end of his days. This fury drove Dan to be successfully clad in garments and jewelry of choice. Still he swore to return with a vengeance that burned, to play with their lives like his toys. Meanwhile Diane, her fortune in hand, swallowed her love by the glass. Socially hemmed, she learned to pretend, imprisoned in comforts of class. She thought herself vile, her love she exiled, exchange for Victorian fare. But to privilege she'd stick and never admit it, her folly and fault crystal clear. Is it love to retrieve what you've given away? Is it love to deceive or to falsely display? Is it love to believe it'll all go your way? Is it love if you're forced to stay? His way back there one day to kill what brought to her joy. So far he went that he courted her friends, their love as a knife to destroy. He served her much pain, dressed it in love's name, his venomous face glowed at night. So young Diane, still in love with this man, chose to die then admit her false life. Dan, a shadow of old, he'd murdered his soul. With nothing he openly wept. 'Twas love laid forsaken betwixt vanity's makings. He joined her alone and quite dead.